Staff presents.
Darling. My darling, no one has ever made me feel this way before. But darling, I don't even know your name.
My name? Oh, didn't I tell you, darling? It's Casanova.
The Modern Adventures of Casanova, starring Errol Flynn as Christopher Casanova, direct descendant of the fabulous Italian diplomat, author, and soldier of fortune, a brave spirit and a free one, whose principal fault was not that he kissed, but that he told. Today's Casanova is often embarrassed at the implications of his name, though he carries it proudly through the drawing rooms of international society. And few know that this modern Casanova has another identity, agent for Worldfall, the World Criminal Police Commission. It is from his experiences that we bring you the modern adventures of Casanova.
So if you may enjoy a full half hour of uninterrupted entertainment by transcription, there will be no commercial messages throughout the program itself. This is at the request of our sponsors, National Health Aid, makers of Fast Tab, the safe, sure way to take off weight, and Charles Antel, creator of Formula 9 for a beautiful hair.
And now, the modern adventures of Casanova, starring Errol Flynn.
Cleo, how I've missed you.
Mr. Casanova.
Ah, Cleo, your eyes glance ever so politely to this package I carry. Interested?
Of course I'm interested, Mr. Casanova. If that package concerns the work of the World Criminal Police Commission and your business in Jamaica.
Well, what else could it concern? But I'll need a tape measure. Do you have one?
This ruler will do for
me. No. I want a tape that will encircle an arm, a woman's arm, as closely and as intimately as, shall we say, the hand of the man who loves it.
It will be necessary to requisition such a measuring device, monsieur. It is not standard equipment in well
fund. I didn't think so. The matter of measurements, in which I'll need your cooperation, Cleo, can wait until I've made my report to Gaston Max. Are you ready, Mademoiselle Charbonneau?
I am ready for dictation, monsieur.
All right. Attention, Gaston Max, director, World Power. Dear Gaston, though you're familiar with what happened when we met in Kingston, Jamaica, 4 weeks ago last Tuesday, I will include our meeting in this report in order to complete the record.
Monsieur Casanova, I have the honor to present Dr. Grant Bernard, who has charge of the Caribbean Museum in Kingston.
Ah, yes. I've heard of your work, Dr. Bernard.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Casanova. No, Dr. Bernard, would you please explain our problem?
Certainly. Some months ago, Mr. Casanova, I dropped into a tavern near the walls. A tavern called the Marble Arch. And the object that gave the tavern its name immediately attracted my attention.
Ah, lovely, eh? A girl with arms like marble?
Very lovely, but just an arm of marble, sir. No body attached.
Ah, inconvenient to say the least.
I recognized the fragment for what it was, a piece broken from some classical statue. I persuaded the tavern keeper to let me take the arm to the museum for careful examination. He said that he found it on the beach, discarded ballast from some old ship.
Uh-huh, and?
That marble, sir, is one of the missing arms of the Venus de Milo. Well, that there can be no doubt.
That I'd like to see.
And so would I again. A week ago, the marble arm disappeared from my office in the museum, stolen.
Well, it would have very little value in a pawn shop.
Oh, no, it would be a priceless object to some wealthy collector, even if he had to keep his ownership a secret.
Dr. Bernard, where would one look for greedy art collectors on this island?
Assuming wealth, I go to the North Shore. Montego Bay, Port Antonio, Tower Isles. Those are the playgrounds.
The island police, perhaps, have a list of wealthy visitors.
Jamaica police, sir, don't pry into the affairs of our visitors so long as they behave themselves.
No offense, friend, Dr. Bernard.
I can help you, however. I'll send Cuthbert Frothingham around to talk to you.
Cuthbert Whittingham?
Cuthbert Frothingham. Oh. He's a local character, a guide part of the time, always attempting to write a column for local papers. He loves to nose into other people's business.
Well, a meeting with Cuthbert, Dr. Bernard, might almost be a blessed event. I hired a car to drive me 40 miles across the island through a flowery paradise. Then I registered at the Pittsfield, that charming and historic old hotel at Port Antonio. There I assumed the role of a playboy with money in his wallet and a gleam in his eye and waited for Cuthbert. He arrived by the time I changed the slacks and a sports shirt colored like a sunset gone berserk. Come in.
Mr. Casanova, Esquire. I'm Cuthbert Crossingham at your service, sir.
Oh, sit down. What can I do for you?
Well, the inference I received, old boy, was that it is what I can do for you. Yes, I received the impression that you are interested in the identities of the more distinguished visitors to our heaven-blessed isle, distinguished financially, I mean.
Yes, I'm interested in wealthy Americans now visiting Jamaica.
Well, as of today, we have, now let's see, I'm just going to touch my notes. Yes, 10 gentlemen rated as millionaires on this coast. It's dollars, of course, but there you are. 3 are interested only in polo.
Oh.
2 are deep sea fishermen with more persistence and skill, and 3 others devote their days and nights to shashaying.
Oh, they, to what? Shashaying? What's that?
Oh, it's a local pastime. I coined the word myself, adapting it from the French phrase, chercher la femme, meaning, as you must know, look for the woman.
Well, that's a very good word indeed. Well, you accounted for 9 of the 10.
Well, the 10th is Mr. Kelly Denby of Tulsa in the state of Oklahoma. Millions in petroleum. He sits in the sun and pretends to sleep, but he's actually keeping one eye on his pretty wife. With the other eye, he's set to collect.
Ah, collect, right? Intellectually stimulating people. He sounds just my type. I must meet him.
Oh, that should be simple, Mr. Casanova. He occupies a suite just down the corridor from this room. A word to the manager, and I'm sure an introduction will be obeyed.
Well, Mr. Denby, you've changed what promised to be a lonely evening into a gala event.
I'm getting pretty fed up with this rum-tum-ta-tum-tum music. Glad there's someone to talk to.
And you, Mr. Denby. Tell me, do you find the tropics enchanting?
Well, for what the tropics do to me, I should take bicarbonate.
Oh, no, really?
You know, I feel I'm going to fall completely and hopelessly in love with you, Mr. Casanova.
Oh, Denby.
She says that to all the boys, Mr. Casanova. If you want to make me jealous, I'll take her back to New York.
Oh, I see.
Well, you two go ahead and dance if you like. I'm going to see if I can get our waiter to bring me a drink and not a fruit cocktail.
All right. Shall we?
At your own risk, sir.
So it was just an idle threat, eh? And for a moment, my dear, I had great hopes.
Threat?
Yes. That you were going to fall. At least you hope for me.
Oh. Someday I may fool Kelly. I think I'd do it, too, if I thought it would make him mad enough to sail away from this island. I want Broadway. This place bores me.
Does it? Seems to bore your husband, too.
I know. That's what I can't understand. He says he can't leave yet. Unfinished business. There aren't any art galleries around here.
Oh, you're a connoisseur?
Hmm? Oh, no. No, I don't go for art. In me, you find no cultured kid. That's Kelly's weakness. Honestly, he pays out more good money for dirty old paintings and broken statues.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hotel Chitfield is happy to present our featured entertainer, the man in the red velvet mask.
Come on, let's get back to our table. This act is good.
Well, a masked magician. That is different.
Can we make a handsome couple, Pappy?
And you two ought to be in the floor show. Watch this guy work, Mr. Casanova. 5 will get you 20. You can't figure out any of his tricks.
Done. But if he asks you to borrow your watch, don't give it to him.
What do you mean?
Well, I just happened to recognize him. He was pointed out to me in Mexico City as a very clever thief.
Oh, no. How can you be sure he's not?
Well, just look at his left ear. You see, it's notched in a very peculiar manner. In Oklahoma, Mr. Denby, I understand they notch pig's ears to identify them.
That's right.
And in some of the Balkan countries, sir, they notch thief's ears for the same reason.
If he puts on a good show, what he used to be is no concern of mine.
The magician in the red velvet mask was clever. So clever, I had to pay my small bet to Denby. And he didn't seem to mind at all when a little later I danced once more with his very pretty but very discontented wife. Oh, there's something about a rumba, dear lady. When, of course, the right woman is held in your arms.
Oh, I wish Kelly would say things like that. I don't think he liked what you said about his friend.
His friend?
The magician. Oh, he's quite palsy-walsy. You see, he's talking to Kelly now.
We danced. I noticed Denby was watching me. But it wasn't with the stare of a jealous husband. And the man in the red velvet mask was watching me, too. I didn't like those looks at all. Somehow, I felt like a fat turkey on the eve of Thanksgiving. Perhaps that's why I didn't sleep well that night. Which was a good thing. For though the surf was noisy outside my window, just before dawn, I heard the soft scrape of metal in my door lock. It was very dark in my room. So dark, I felt rather than saw the door come slowly open. The intruder was little more than a darker shadow as he moved across the room towards my bed. I managed to keep my breathing slow and deep. Suddenly, a ray of moonlight slipped through the lower Venetian blinds and was reflected on a knife blade. I jumped out of bed and slashed a hard job at his wrist that made him drop the knife. His hand tore from my throat, and I reached for his. My hand slipped over one of his ears, and my fingers became eyes. One ear was notched. I broke his hold on my throat, and he broke for the door. He was gone, but I didn't follow him. In the tropics, I don't wear pajamas. There was no question about it. The man who tried to knife me was a magician in the red velvet mask. After somewhat troubled sleep, I went down for breakfast on the terrace and ran into Dr. Bernard. Oh, morning, Doctor. How about some coffee?
Thank you, Mr. Casanova. You made progress?
Well, perhaps.
If we have any definite information, we can obtain a search warrant. The police shouldn't have any trouble finding anything as large as the arm of Venus. If they have a good excuse to search.
Oh, I haven't that much information yet, Doctor. We're not quite ready to put in a riot drill.
Oh, I only hope the arm hasn't been smuggled off the island.
Oh, I don't think it has. Not yet. Oh, good morning, Mr. Denby.
Oh, you met Denby?
Sure. Know him?
He spent some hours in the museum when he first came here and asked a lot of questions.
About the arm of Venus?
Questions.
About the arm of Venus?
Oh, I believe he did ask me if it was real and what its value might be.
Ah, so he's on your private list of suspects, sir.
No more than any other visitor to the island.
You know, something it's hard to believe that a man who's made his millions the hard way in the oil fields would be interested in a marble arm.
Yes. If he were the true art collector, he'd be suspect. You know, some men, Mr. Casanova, would give one of their own arms to that arm of Venus for the strange thrill of owning something no one else in the world owns. You know that people like
morning,
that?
Christopher. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, greetings, my dear. May I present my friend, Dr. Bernard?
Oh, Mrs. Denby and I met some time ago. Good morning.
How are you, Doctor? It's good to see you again. Are you going to enter the raft race, Christopher?
The raft race? What's that?
Oh, it's one of the big events of the Jamaica tourist season, Mr. Casanova.
That's what I wanted to tell you about, Chris. If we're lucky, perhaps we can share the same raft.
Well, tell me more about this raft race.
Well, there's a swift river near Port Antonio. It's called the Rio Grande, just like that river between Texas and Mexico. And the idea is to race down the river on big bamboo rafts.
Oh, wonderful. When does all this happen?
Tomorrow. Tonight we draw the partners. A boy and a girl to each raft.
I see. And who's got charge of the lottery? I'm taking thoughts of a little bribery.
Oh, my word, it's 11 o'clock. No idea it was so late. Will you excuse me, please?
Sure. Dinner tonight, over?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't make it, but I may take part in the raft race. I always wanted to try that. I may see you then. Mr. Casanova, until then, we'll...
Bye.
Bye, Doctor.
You were talking about bribery? You had some particular girl in mind with whom you'd like to be alone on a raft?
Oh, yes. And the particular girl is you, my dear.
Well, it might be arranged. And it will be the last chance we have to talk before I fail.
Yes, I'll arrange it.
Oh, no, I'll arrange it. You see, the man in the red velvet mask is going to have charge of the drawing. And Kelly can fix it so our names are drawn together. He'll do it for Kelly, I think. After all, he is a magician.
Your husband's trust in me, darling, is not very flattering. I didn't share Carol's optimism about her husband's approving of Astor's drafting partner. But it offered the best way to get aboard Denby's yacht before he sailed. And that's why, before the drawing of partners for the race, I wrote a name on a slip of paper and concealed this slip of paper in my cup. And then, that night...
And gentlemen, in this glass bowl, I place the names of the ladies who have entered tomorrow's race. Will the gentlemen please step forward and draw slips on which will be the names of their partners? Will you draw first, Mr. Sullivan? Ah, thank you. Read the name, please.
Agatha Wales.
Mr. Sullivan and Miss Wales share a round.
Mind if I draw now? I'm Christopher Casanova.
Why, of course not, Mr. Casanova. But just one slip, please.
Well, naturally.
Read the name, please.
Oh, let's see. Carol Denby.
What?
Oh, well.
Why, there's some mistake. May I see that slip?
Oh, suppose we let Mrs. Denby read it. Here, my dear.
Carol Denby, that's my name. And I'm proud to be your partner, Chris.
You're satisfied now, my light-fingered friend? Well, that means we'll be fifth. Well, let's step aboard, partner.
Aye, sir.
While I'm not a contestant in the race, I will accompany you on another route to take pictures of this exciting moment.
So our magician is a photographer, too.
Yeah, looks like it from all the equipment he's carrying.
Oh, there's Kelly. Wait a lot, Kelly.
Casanova, would it be asking too much to have you paddle my wife out to the yacht at the end of the race?
No, not at all. I hope you'll have some nice champagne awaiting the winners.
Oh, sure, but I hope to see you by sundown. I've already cleared from Kingston.
It's a start. We'll see you later, Mr. Denby. I promise I'll take good care of your wife.
Good luck.
The time came for Carol and me to shove our raft out into the river. The rushing stream did most of the work, and all I had to do was to keep it clear of rocky ledges in the shallow water. Within an hour, we were well ahead of the procession. We swept around a sharp bend in the river and found ourselves alone, riding along between high, rocky banks.
Christopher, you're wonderful. We started out in the middle of a crowd, and now...
And now, alone at last. Oh, is that what you were thinking, darling?
Well, I'm thinking that you're enough of a gentleman to forgive me when I tell you I've been playing games.
Really? Well, I knew that all along, my dear. But your husband's a hard man to make jealous, isn't he?
Oh, Kelly's really a pretty nice guy, only he's so sure of me. He'd be so much more fun if he wasn't. He's always so interested and excited about getting something he hasn't got, but he just seems to know he's got me.
You know, I think he's finally got something else he wants. Or just about to get it.
What do you mean?
Only I can't let him have it because I want it too.
Oh, no, no, Chris. Oh, I've flirted with you. I've led you on, but I won't just...
Well, I hope I won't hurt your feelings, my dear, but it isn't true. You see, I've had to play a game too.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Hey, we're no longer alone. Look behind us.
Hmm? Why, it's the magician. He's fast everyone else too.
Well, that's not hard to understand. Just one man on a raft. You're a pretty good swimmer.
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen is that a couple of rafts are going to crash in those rapids ahead. I'm going to try and save your husband from making a bad mistake. Do you mind getting a ducking for him?
No. Go ahead. Do what you have to do.
All right, then. Hold tight. Here comes trouble.
There's a rock ahead. Look out.
I can see it. Hang on.
Stay clear. I'm coming by you.
Ah, don't fire.
I've got to pass you. You've got plenty of room.
Jump to the shallow water, Carol. This is it.
Okay, take care, Chris.
Look out, you fool. I'll run you down.
Watch it. Oh, the water's shallow. You can wade ashore.
My bag. I've got to find it.
Oh, don't worry about it. I grabbed it just as your raft turned over. I'll take it ashore for you. Come on, old boy.
Oh, Chris.
All right, my dear?
Oh, yeah.
You fool. With your fault, our raft wrecked. Now, give me that bag.
Say, it's heavy. Must have got full of water. Well, we'll let the water drain out, eh?
No, give it to me.
Oh, it's no trouble to open it, look. Well, what have we got here?
Chris, it's a woman's arm.
Certainly is. One of the missing arms of the Venus de Milo. How did you perform that bit of magic, old boy?
So you know. Well, that changes things. Keep your hands up high, Casanova.
A knife the other night, now a gun.
What are you going to do? What's this all about anyway?
Oh, our pal, the conjurer here, is the man who stole the arm of Venus from the museum, and he's on his way to deliver it to your husband aboard the yacht.
I can't believe it.
You told me, darling, that your husband is interested only in things that are hard to get. Sorry I had to spoil your trick, old boy.
You haven't spoiled it. There's one raft left for us jammed against the rocks over there. I'm still going to deliver this package of marble aboard the yacht, and you, Casanova, are going to take me there.
Oh, seems I have very little choice.
No, you haven't. This is one race you're going to win, unless you want a fatal accident. Now get moving.
That gun made Carol and me work hard. So hard that we kept a long lead all the way down to the river mouth in Margaret's Bay. We'd won the raft race. Denby's yacht tugged at its anchor a half mile from shore. Then I saw what I was hoping to see. Black fins cutting the water. Porpoises. Only our magician didn't know that.
Look! Look! Those fins! Sharks! They're man-eaters!
Keep calm.
We'll be safe enough aboard
the yacht. Don't let them come close. That's turn us over, man. They've been known to attack rats.
Chris!
Right. Don't let them come any closer. Shoot them! Shoot them!
Keep paddling. I'll keep them away. There! Hit that one! Keep paddling.
Five. And six. Now, buddy, let's see how much lead you can get from an empty gun.
Why, you...
Now, listen.
Shall I shove you off a raft?
No, no. I can't swim.
Oh, you can't, eh? Okay, then. You do the paddling for a while. I'm tired. Get busy, pal. A little later, the raft bobbed under the lee rail of the yacht. Denby stared down at it, a puzzled look on his face.
What's going on down there?
Well, as I promised, Mr. Denby, I'm delivering your wife aboard your yacht.
But, say, what about him?
Oh, you mean our pal Houdini? Oh, he isn't going aboard. Nor is a certain chunk of ancient marble. Instead, you're getting two other arms, Mr. Denby. Arms that can mean a lot more to you than marble ones, if you'll give them a chance.
Thanks, Mrs. Grimm. Oh, thanks. Kelly, you'd better do what Mr. Casanova says. He's really being very kind to you.
Yes, sir, I am. The Jamaican police might think you were part of a conspiracy and detain you to ask questions. And that would make Mrs. Denby very unhappy. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Christopher. Give me a hand, Kelly. I'm coming aboard.
Listen, Mr. Denby. This man has hair for you.
You'll tip over the raft. Look, see those black fins? Uh-huh, that's better. Now, pal, let's start paddling for the beach.
In a moment, we will return to the modern adventures of Casanova.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been giving you pure entertainment for 27 minutes. Now we're going to give you a lucky number. For those of you that have dry hair, dandruff or falling hair, hair that's burned from permanents and quick drying machines, wouldn't you like to have a beautiful head of hair again?
And now, once again, we return to the modern adventures of Casanova, starring Errol Flynn.
Mr. Casanova, you recovered the missing arm of Venus, and this rascally magician was delivered to the police.
Yes, Bill.
But you allowed this American millionaire to escape?
Well, the actual evidence against him was slight.
France will honor you, monsieur, for recovering such a precious treasure for the Louvre.
No, Cleo, France will not. I've just come from the Louvre, where I went to deliver the marble arm. It's not the missing arm of the Venus de Milo.
No, monsieur?
No, just a piece of old stone. Part of a busted statue and apparently part of a copy of the original Venus, but of a quite different model.
So you keep it for a souvenir?
Well, not exactly, Cleo. Now, if only I had that tape measure. Oh, never mind, this piece of string will do. You know, I've always maintained, Cleo, that the physical dimensions of a modern girl are far more attractive than those of the city. They're more delicate. Not so much here and there, it's true, but, well, anyway, first we will unwrap this marble arm. Now, Cleo, if you would just roll up your sleeve, in the interest of art, of course, I would like to make a few measurements.
Monsieur?
You have just heard The Modern Adventures of Casanova, based upon an idea by and starring Errol Flynn. This program was written by Peter Dixon and directed by William N. Robeson. Original music composed and conducted by Walter Schumann. Supporting Mr. Flynn were Nan Boardman, Peg LaCentra, Ben Wright, Ramsey Hill, Ed Begley, and Walter Wolf King. Be with us again when we return with Errol Flynn.
Darling, my darling, no one has ever made me feel this way before. But darling, I don't even know your name.
My name? Oh, darling, did I forget to tell you? It's Casanova. Sorry.
Charles Antel, creator of Formula 9, has presented The Modern Adventures of Casanova by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producer of the Technicolor picture, Carol Oates, starring Stuart Granger, Eleanor Parker, Janet Leigh, and Mel Blair. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.